I think we've assumed for far too long, and that's unfortunately why it's not really part of the day-to-day dialogue. I think on two things. One, the average person does not necessarily connect the serious need or impact that transportation has on, you know, their actual access to healthcare and job opportunities and affordable housing, especially those that don't necessarily feel the pinch as much in terms of the cost. So many people just assume that things are going along, you know, fine or well, and in large part that's just because they don't necessarily feel the pinch as much as some. Generally, the public discourse, you know, I think the members of the public don't necessarily talk about transportation as much because there are some that don't feel that they are as affected by the cuts in transportation, just maybe because of their economic status or the fact that they, you know, are, you know, among the lucky that, you know, has access to and can afford their own vehicle, or is close enough to public transportation that actually they can afford and get somewhere they need to go. But it's, you know, those individuals that can't afford or don't have the access that are, you know, sort of really need to be part of the debate and traditionally have not been. So that's one point. And then the second point is, you know, on a national level, you know, we talk about reauthorization, you know, once every 5-6 years, and it's sort of in that gaps very often that the conversation about transportation and infrastructure tends to be at the state and local level. So it's really kind of times like this, you know, where we are now, where, you know, we're realizing, you know, election time is coming up, the challenges we have with our budget and the debt ceiling, that I think there's sort of this heightened attention to transportation and reauthorization and how we spend the limited dollars that we have or will be allocated. And also, too, you know, where we find ourselves with, you know, unemployment. I mean, overall, you know, unemployment is around 9% now, but particularly in the transportation industry, transportation construction, it's a little bit higher. It's at 16% approximately. And so while, you know, on a regular basis, you know, the sort of heightened sense of discussion around infrastructure and transportation may not take place, I think currently, given the sort of confluence of events, the unemployment rate, the debt ceiling challenges, the upcoming election, I think that among several reasons have contributed towards greater discussion and attention towards transportation infrastructure.